Facebook is branching into cryptocurrency. It is about to unveil a new blockchain-based currency called Libra that could challenge Bitcoin. NPR's Aarti Shahani has been explaining that from next year, people on Facebook apps such as WhatsApp and Messenger will be able to text payments to each other using the currency.
Libra is a form of cryptocurrency. Here in the U.S., the most popular cryptocurrency is Bitcoin, right? You can use Bitcoin to pay for flights, book a hotel. But the real reason Bitcoin is so well known is because its value fluctuates wildly and people buy it like stock. Libra is meant to be far more stable, and it's tied to real-world assets. Facebook is marketing this new digital currency as a service, especially for people who do not have bank accounts. They estimate 1.7 billion people around the world. Once it's ready, you can buy Libra coins and send Libra to almost anyone with a smartphone. They're aiming to offer it next year. Facebook plans to expand the uses over time so you can eventually pay your bills, say your phone or electric bill, or even buy a cup of coffee like you can with Apple Pay now.
I want to understand this without getting too far in the weeds. I mean, the value of a dollar is what people will pay for it in terms of goods or other currency. The value of Bitcoin is what people will pay for it. And you mentioned that went up and down. What do you mean that Libra would be tied to real-world assets?
Yeah, so it actually has to be insured with actual goods, whether it's backed with dollars or gold. They're working out the details of that, but the real message Facebook is trying to put out to the world, along with its partners, it's enlisted other companies in this, is, hey, this is not supposed to be some crazy speculative instrument. This is meant to be a stable currency to buy things.
Facebook is going back to the gold standard. How do you like
something,
that?
Or maybe something like that.
Okay, so is Facebook doing this all by itself?
No, not at all. It's got partners involved. Uber and Lyft, two companies that, like Facebook, have popular apps and users on smartphones. Visa and MasterCard have decided to join in. There are also mobile carriers like Vodafone. Facebook set up an entity in Switzerland, okay, not a Swiss bank account, but a nonprofit where each of these companies has a vote on how the technology is going to work, what the rules are, what's backing the currency. Notably, other major tech giants like Apple and Google are not on the team.
We mentioned that Facebook is already under scrutiny for being so very powerful. Does having its own currency, assuming it succeeds, make Facebook more powerful still?
Oh, it absolutely does. And, you know, the thing is, on the one hand, it makes sense that Facebook is making this move because globally, its comparables and competitors are already doing this. Over in China, you've got WeChat, the giant social network that already has a digital payment system. In India, you've got Paytm. In Kenya, you've got M-Pesa. So, you know, all over the so-called emerging markets, this technology large scale has been implemented because citizens don't have bank accounts, but they have mobile phones. So, you know, Facebook wants to get in on this action, but it does raise the question of, are they going to stomp out the competition in ways that enhances their power, in ways that make regulators scared?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think this through. If it is not a currency that floats on the open market, if it's tied to dollars or tied to gold or something like that, isn't it just like making a payment in dollars but by another proprietary Facebook name on Facebook platforms?
Yeah, I mean, Facebook wants to get in on digital payments, and so they want to engineer a way to do that. And, you know, you're raising this question of, is this too much power yet again for a company that's already the largest social network on Earth, that's already the largest publisher on Earth, that's one of the largest companies on Earth with the most in revenue? And, you know, that remains to be seen.
That's a report from National Public Radio. Here's a Sagicor financial tip. Did you know that Sagicor Travel Insurance allows you to receive emergency medical treatment if you become ill while overseas? Enjoy the benefit of complete protection from unforeseen risks worldwide. Contact your Sagicor financial advisor to learn more. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.